WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
The Supreme Court today rejecting a Trump administration effort to end DACA. The High Court came down 5-4 against the Trump administration's argument that the program was illegal. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is a major advocate for DACA, and he spoke on the floor of the Senate earlier today. Then he joined WBEZ's Morning Edition host Mary Dixon to discuss today's ruling.
Senator, to start, how are you feeling about this morning's decision?
I'm relieved and happy, although I know it's only temporary. It is great to be able to say to 700,000 DACA-protected people across America, you live to fight another day.
You spoke on the Senate floor right after the ruling came out, and you recalled the first time you spoke with President Trump about the future of the DACA program right after he was inaugurated. Can you tell us about that conversation?
It was literally within an hour or two of his swearing in. There was a private luncheon. It was the first time I'd ever met the president. I went up to him and I said, Mr. President, my name's Durbin. Oh, I know you, he says. And I said, I just want to tell you, I hope you are going to give these young people, these dreamers, a chance. You said a lot of good things about them. I hope you'll do that. Oh, he turned to me and he said, Dick, don't worry. We're going to take care of those kids. Well, he made some good statements, but then in September of 2017, made the decision to rescind DACA, remove the protection they had from deportation, and to remove their legal right to work. And it's been a battle ever since.
Why do you think that is, the difference between what he said to you on Inauguration Day and what the administration wound up doing months later?
Well, he's persuaded by people like Steve Miller. To be very blunt with you, I've known Steve Miller since he was writing speeches for then-Senator Jeff Sessions. This fellow Cuccinelli, who's come in now from the state of Virginia, they are hardliners when it comes to immigrants. They really would like to see punishment for those who are here, regardless of circumstances, deportation. And when they get the president's ear, unfortunately, he bends their way.
Today's ruling was written by Chief Justice John Roberts, and it notes that the majority took issue with the way in which the administration tried to end DACA. It wasn't really weighing in on whether DACA itself is sound policy. So what are you expecting when it comes to the possibility of another attempt to end the program?
Well, I publicly and will continue to implore the president, please, at least for the remainder of this year, do nothing to jeopardize the future of DACA. Out of the 700,000, over 40,000 are our healthcare heroes. They're doctors and nurses, and they're on the front lines of fighting this pandemic that we are fighting in this country. 200,000 of them are essential employees in the United States. If there's ever a time when the president will say, we'll take up the immigration issues next year, we're going to leave DACA alone for the remainder of this year, I would argue this is the moment to do it.
How do you see this issue playing out in such a contentious election year?
Well, I can tell you that it is a very divided electorate. But when it comes to this issue, it is interesting the bipartisan support people have for these dreamers and for DACA. They understand these young people were brought here as toddlers and infants and little kids and had nothing to say about the decision, grew up here, did everything they were supposed to do, pledged allegiance in their classroom every day to the same flag we do, believed this was America, and then at some time in their teenage years, usually, their parents set them down and said, now let's have the conversation. You're not here legally. Be careful in what you do and what you say. Well, it's time for them to get a chance, and most Americans agree they deserve it.
That's WBEZ's Mary Dixon speaking with Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin.